How did you decide that it was time to start wholesaling for your business? This is one of my favorite questions to ask my coaching clients, our Paper Camp students, and even our guests here on the podcast. Because even though there are a lot of similarities between our stories, everyone's journey is so different. In some cases, like mine, deciding to sell wholesale was a very intentional and deliberate choice. For me, I knew when I started my stationery business that wholesale would be the best business model for me. I had already dabbled in custom design and I didn't love it. I had an Etsy shop that was bringing in a decent volume of orders, but it felt like a slow grind. They were small orders one by one. I was intrigued by wholesale, although I was a bit naive too. But the idea of selling in higher volume, building relationships with other business owners, that felt right for me, and it felt right for where I was in the season of life that I was at the time. Now, some people get into wholesale because they feel like they have maximized their retail direct-to-consumer sales channel and they want to diversify. Paper Camp alum Nikki Tyler of Little Lovely's Studio is a great example of this. She recently passed the 10-year mark in business and has made great strides in building a business that fits the life she wants to have. She was on episode 264 of Proof to Product if you want to listen more to her story. And then you have what I would consider to be the most common way of getting into wholesale. People that were approached by stores and asked if they sold their products wholesale. So they went and figured out what that meant and how to sell wholesale on the fly. Paper Camp alum Kristen Lay of Thimble Press was like this. Kristen was selling her products at a craft show one weekend, and a local shop owner stopped by to inquire about wholesale. Kristen admits way back in episode 4 of Proof to Product that she had no idea what it meant to sell wholesale. And now Thimble Press is a sought-after lifestyle brand, and her products are carried in thousands of stores around the world. It's incredible. Whether it is an intentional or an accidental decision to move into selling wholesale, the most successful brands are those that have a strong wholesale foundation, meaning their product, sales, marketing, and operations are ready for wholesale. Today on the podcast, I want to share some of the biggest mistakes that I see new product brands making when they enter wholesale, and I will share our 4-part wholesale framework that we teach at Paper Camp so that you can avoid making these common mistakes and ultimately sell more of your products. If you are listening to this episode the week that it airs, I want to let you know about a time-sensitive deadline. We are currently accepting scholarship applications for our 41st round of Paper Camp. The deadline is Friday, February 17th at 5 p.m. Pacific time. You can head to prooftoproduct.com/scholarships with an S at the end to learn more and submit your application. Giving back is one of our core values here at Proof to Product, and that includes our time, knowledge, as well as financial scholarships. Since 2011, we have awarded over $250,000 in scholarship funds to creative entrepreneurs who make and sell physical products. And those are the ones that want to see their products lining the shelves of their favorite stores. We award one full tuition scholarship each round of Paper Camp, and this round is no exception. If wholesale is a focus for your business in 2023, be sure to check out our Paper Camp program, which opens for enrollment next week, at prooftoproduct.com/papercamp. And you can submit your application for scholarship at prooftoproduct.com/scholarships. I'm Katie Hunt, wholesale expert, business strategist, and mom of 4. I'm also the host of the Proof to Product podcast. I'm on a mission to empower product-based business owners to confidently grow their revenue in their own way and at their own pace. Here at Proof to Product, you'll learn new strategies, find inspiration, and action steps to help you start, streamline, and scale your product-based business. So grab your favorite notebook to take notes and let's get started. All right, I want to run through 4 common mistakes that brands make when they sell wholesale and how you can correct them so that you don't make the same mistakes. So mistake number 1 is that their products are not priced for wholesale. Most people are pricing their products too low, which is problematic for a few reasons. First, they are leaving money on the table, which means they are missing out on profits that could be reinvested in their business or in new products or in some other aspect of their business. They could use those funds to pay themselves a higher salary, which, you know, we all probably should be paying ourselves more there too. Pricing our products too low throttles our growth. We create a bottleneck in our business, and we need that funding to be able to continue to grow. When our products are priced below industry standard, it also raises a red flag for wholesale buyers. They may question why we're below market. Is our product quality inferior? Are we new to wholesale? Do we know what we're doing? Will we deliver on promises? These are legit questions that buyers will ask if they notice that things are priced too low in your online shop or in your wholesale catalog. Pricing your products is difficult. It takes time, research, number crunching, and careful consideration. Also, I will tell you, most pricing formulas that you'll find on the internet will price you out of the market. They'll price you too high. So please don't use those. I did when I was starting wholesale, and my sets were priced way too high at my first trade show. We're talking like $3 over. It was not pretty. Anyhow, if your products aren't or weren't priced right, please know that it's not your fault. We don't know what we don't know when we're starting out in a new area. And this is why we kick off the first week of Paper Camp talking about your product line. We want you to have a strong, cohesive product line that is priced right, it's packaged for retail, and you have appropriate SKU numbers on them, just to name a few things. Ultimately, we want your product line meeting industry standards so that you're maximizing your profits and you're able to sell more of your products. We'll also get you releasing your products when buyers are primed to buy. We'll get you on a schedule when they're primed to buy. You'll know with confidence that your products are ready to wholesale and that, you know, that you're releasing them at the right time of year. And if adjustments need to be made to your product line, like your pricing, you'll know how to make them in Paper Camp because we'll tell you what they should be. Mistake number two, brands have incomplete or incorrect wholesale terms and conditions. I have done hundreds, maybe thousands even, of wholesale catalog reviews over the years. And I also review fair shops when we're considering Paper Camp scholarship applications. And something that really sets apart the seasoned wholesalers from those that are new to wholesale are their terms and conditions. Brands that are new to wholesale tend to either not have terms and conditions or their terms and conditions are incomplete or incorrect. Wholesale terms and conditions are the guardrails that you establish when selling wholesale. So basically, you set the rules about things like payment terms, minimum order requirements, return policies, and even your opening order amounts. And the shop owners, well, they agree to those terms when they decide to purchase wholesale from you. The wholesale terms and conditions set expectations. And it's important that your terms and conditions align with your industry, the types of products you sell, the size of your product line, and the price point of your products. I regularly see brands with opening order amounts that are far too low or minimum order quantities that aren't in line with industry standards. I've also seen brands with opening order amounts that are way too high, to the point that shop owners would have to buy everything that they sell in order to hit that opening order requirement. And as much as we'd like them to buy everything we sell, that ain't gonna happen. In week two of Paper Camp, we talk about wholesale sales terms with a specific focus on how to craft appropriate wholesale terms and conditions for your business, your products, and your price point. We talk about why you need a wholesale catalog, what to include in that wholesale catalog, and I also do audits for the class. So if you have a wholesale catalog already, you can submit it for critique. We also talk about using third-party sales platforms and how to build out your sales team. You'll confidently sell your products while looking polished and professional, even if you're new to wholesale. We're not faking it till we make it. We're actually showing up polished and professional, ready to roll. Mistake number three, wholesale pitches are missing critical information. Actually, I want to add two mistakes here that are really tied together, tied to pitches. Some brands are pitching stores too early, meaning they don't have a strong product line or the appropriate wholesale tools ready, which makes for a not so great first impression. But the bigger problem is that many wholesale pitches lack critical information that a buyer needs to place an order. And I get it. Most brands have never pitched their products to stores before. They aren't sure what to say, when to send these emails, or even how to do outreach. They don't want to sound salesy, and they don't know how much to follow up because they don't want to be a bother. And again, if this is you, it's not your fault. It's hard to put ourselves out there, and our products are oftentimes a direct reflection of us or something that we've been through in our lives. It's personal, and it's scary to pitch ourselves, but it doesn't have to be this way either. In week 3 of Paper Camp, we take the guesswork out of how to build your lead list, and specifically a lead list of stores that are a good match for your product line. You can use our sample pitch templates and my wholesale outreach process. It's a workflow that you can use to confidently pitch stores. We'll share marketing strategies for new releases, virtual shows, trade shows in person, and we'll tell you how to nurture your existing wholesale accounts for more consistent reorders and higher volume of orders. You'll know what to say, when to send, and how to best follow up so that you're building solid relationships with your wholesale customers and writing more orders. Plus, you'll feel good about the marketing you're doing, and you'll know that you're not bothering anyone. I really promise you, your customers and even your prospects want to hear from you. Mistake number 4, jumping into wholesale trade shows blindly. Hi, it's me. This was me back in 2009. I started my stationery business in October 2008, and by January 2009, I had signed up for my first wholesale trade show that happened in May of 2009. So it was 7 months after starting my business that I was in New York showing off my products and taking orders, a few orders, but really faking my way through conversations with buyers. Heading into that show, I thought I was so prepared. I spent hours Googling all of the things. I spent hours talking with industry friends I had made on Twitter who were also exhibiting. We would chat late at night and share tips and deals and reminders about deadlines. I really thought I was so prepared when I boarded that plane to New York. Only to find out that I was in fact woefully underprepared. At the show, I had the harsh reality that my products were priced too high. I had an amateur-looking line sheet that makes me cringe when I think back on it. I got shut down by the fire marshal 18 hours before the show started because our recycled cardboard furniture that we had brought didn't meet fireproofing requirements. I spent about $7,000 all in for that trade show in 2009, and I learned a lot of lessons the hard and expensive way, and I do not want the same for you. In week 4 of Paper Camp, we break down everything you need to know about exhibiting at wholesale trade shows, the good, the bad, the ugly, all of it, so that you can make an informed decision for your business. If you decide to exhibit, you'll know which shows are best for you, what questions to ask show management so that you get the best neighbors and the best placement at the show. You'll know how to design a booth that mirrors your brand and highlights your products and ultimately fits your budget. We'll tell you what you can expect to spend and provide you with vendor recommendations for tried and true service providers that our community loves. And in case you're curious, our alumni spend $10,000 to $12,000 on average to exhibit at large-scale wholesale trade shows. And they typically spend 3 to 4 months preparing for those shows. Now, I would much rather you spend 4 weeks and a couple thousand dollars with us to tighten up your wholesale foundation, learn how to effectively pitch stores, and if shows are right for you, you'll have those resources too. But I would rather you come and learn and figure things out before you invest in that kind of opportunity. So let's recap. To be successful in wholesale, you need 4 key things. You need a robust, innovative, cohesive product line with strong profit margins. 2, you need wholesale sales tools, specifically terms and conditions, wholesale minimums, and correct pricing. 3, strategic marketing, building relationships with accounts through thoughtful touch points and multiple marketing channels, having a solid pitch process, and more importantly, a follow-up process to keep your customers coming back for more. These are critical pieces of selling wholesale. And then the 4th is processes and systems. What really sets seasoned wholesalers apart from the companies that are brand new are streamlined systems. They have standard operating procedures for things like order processing, shipping and fulfillment, wholesale outreach and follow-up, new product releases, and more. And this is the framework that we teach at Paper Camp. If you want wholesale to be a prominent revenue stream for your product business, Paper Camp is for you. no matter what type of products you sell or where you live. You can learn more at proof2product.com/papercamp. Again, that's proof2product.com/papercamp. That is all I have for you today. Please remember that if you're making any of these mistakes, it is not your fault, and they are all easily correctable. When we start something new, we don't know what we don't know. But I can tell you with confidence that when we have access to people like mentors, coaches, and a community of people working towards similar goals, that is where the magic happens. We are able to more quickly and easily spot weaknesses in our own business and find solutions to those problems. With the right coaching and community, you will fast forward your business. And that is what I want for you. All right, thanks for listening to the end. If you found today's episode helpful, please share it on Instagram and tag me at proof2product so I can reshare it and tag you in it too. Or privately send the link to a friend that may need to hear it. Have a great week. I will be back next week with a new episode.